The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, has secured a grant of $50 million from the Department for International Development, DFID, to develop a Millennium Development Village. The government of Ghana would add $3 million to the grant for the implementation of the project. The Chief Executive Officer of SADA, Alhaji Gilbert Seydou Idi, announced this at a seminar in the Upper East region. He said the Millennium Development Village will be located in parts of the West Mampusi District of the Northern Region and the South Busa District in the Upper East region. A number of communities would also be selected to constitute a cluster of villages of a population of 30,000 to benefit from the project. We bring you a news desk report.
Alhaji Idi said the project is expected to commence in January next year. He said SADA has initiated a sustainable housing project at Malzeri in the Yendi municipality in the northern region with the United Nations Development Programme UNDP committing $500 to the project, with SADA providing counterpart funding of 2.5 million Ghana cedis. He said SADA has received its first grant of $1.5 million from the Chinese government for the purchase of agriculture machinery. The CEO said in view of these developments, it would be wrong for anyone to say the authority is only engaging in organizing seminars and not doing anything concrete on the ground. He said SADA is all along implementing its immediate attainable objectives, the larger framework of its long-term goals. Alhaji Idi reminded critics of SADA to take note that the program is a process and not an event, and that there's the need for constant consultations to make it a success. The Deputy Country Director of Action Aid Ghana, Yakubu Mohamed Sani, urged officials of SADA to factor in the role of women in the implementation of their programs. He also asked SADA to pursue tailor-made programs to ensure the involvement of the vulnerable. The President of the Students Representative Council of UDS Nyangfala Campus, Kotochi Mohamed Clement, appealed to the authorities of SADA to consider establishing a research center at one of the campuses of the university. He called on SADA to ensure that students of the university are the first beneficiaries of jobs that would be created through the programs.
A news desk report.